Oh yeah, wanna... Hello, hello. I'm going to start by reading from, can you hear me? It's good, cool. From Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw the star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chiefs, priests, and the teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for it was written, for what the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will become a ruler who will shepherd my people in Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so I may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen rose again and it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their gifts of treasures and presented him with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. So, I want to talk about the wise men, clearly, because I do think their journey and the things they went through is kind of underrated, that there's actually quite a lot of stuff we can take from it and appreciate from them. So if we start at the beginning, they saw the star. But obviously they couldn't have really understood the extent of what they were about to encounter and what they were about to sort of witness. But immediately, they knew they had to bring gifts. They knew from the start that we need to honour this king. We need to know and bring gifts. There's no doubt in their minds. It's not like they had the half-hearted mentality of, well, we'll get there, we'll see if he's worth it, and one of us can pop out, get a few bits and come back. Like, you know, when you buy someone a present based on what they get you, that sort of... So, yes, this determination to see Jesus is admirable, but you're all clever people. You know that the shepherds did this, Mary and Joseph had this courage as well. So the main thing I love about the wise men is that they made a mistake. It's a well-known fact that the kings went to go and visit Herod, which put them in a very difficult position. They weren't to know the consequence of going to see him until it was too late. However, they carried on their journey and went to go and see Jesus as they planned. On the face of it, it might not seem something like to be much appreciated or to be thought about, but it really is. At no point did the wise men lose their course. They were focused and determined to do what they came to do and go and see the king. I have to say, there would be no chance I would be that calm if I unintentionally found out that Herod was plotting to kill Jesus because of my actions. But they knew what they needed to do. They carried on. They understood that God had given them a task and they followed it. So they were provided with a solution. So there it is, the wise men that made an unwise decision, but their faithfulness provided them with the solution. This is more important because they were respected and educated people, but it doesn't stop them being the human beings that we all are. However, like I said, they weren't to know the consequence of the actions that they took. So we're more inclined to sort of have a bit more empathy towards them and not judge them harshly. But the question is, how often do we afford ourselves that same kindness? And genuine accidents or misjudgments of character or situation that we ourselves end up beating ourselves up at and being racked with nerves because of what we've done. How much would that stop if we did what the wise men did and just breathed, prayed, and carried on? Took a leap of faith to stop trying to control a situation, but to realise that God has it in control and the solution will come about. For me, I need to learn to take my own advice. Because I don't know if you're like me, but when the panic sets in, it's like your brain freezes, but then your whole body gets this adrenaline rush, and you do everything you can, but not solve the problem. You end up spending ages doing something completely different to distract yourself, but then the problem is still there. So it's very all well and good me saying this, and I know at 21 I haven't exactly lived all life can throw at me, but I know I've dealt with enough to say that you and your faith are enough. There have been times when I've tried to control everything, you know, when a situation's new or it's scary and you just think, right, okay, I'm in this on my own, I'm going to control everything, I'm going to do it my way. But then inevitably that won't work And then you have to get to the point of desperation where you just fall back down at the feet of your God and you say, help me. And I'm not joking when I say it genuinely feels like a weight's been lifted off your shoulder. And I know that's cliche, but it is the best way to describe it. So I guess what I'm getting at in a quite long-winded way is that your mistakes don't define you. You are enough and you are never walking alone. And now I'm going to invite Katie up to do communion.